Well done by the Sheboygan Band as we get our national anthem. That means we're just about ready for high school football here on a Friday evening. Looks like we might start a little bit early. They might just get right into this here at 6:55, which I'm fine with that, to be honest with you. Let's play some football. But Ogama Heights, they elected to defer. They won the toss. They will kick to Sheboygan, who will be going left to right on your radio dial. Field looking great here in Sheboygan. Fantastic facilities. My first time here. They do a good job. Nice press box that we're up in. I understand that matters nothing to the people at home, but the field looked very, very nice. They got nice mowed grass. Everything's looking pretty good, so we should be good to go here. So here comes the Ogama Heights Falcons. They're in their white jerseys, white pants. They're wearing those gold helmets. We'll see if they run. They don't typically run the onside kick, but they will start in a bunch formation. 99% of the time, they will fake an onside kick, spread out, and kick it, just to add to the special teams quirks that they have that I know you love so much.
You'll hear about them, too, if I don't like them. I don't hide away from my special teams. Most important side of the ball. It's first play of the game, first play by halftime. It's always the most important.
There's that fake onside kick. Chiefs are ready to be back to receive. Falcons and Chiefs tonight. Chiefs in their all black, kind of that Wolverine-style helmet. And this one will bounce and be fielded at the 15-yard line, up to the 25 and taken down at the 21-yard line. That ball popped out. And that was Kuchar who ended up making that play. It does stay with Sheboygan. As, yeah, that was Eli Kuchar who ended up returning that kick.
Yep, and big impact player for Ogama Heights, make the tackle right there, and that was Carter Schmidt. He's a name to keep an eye on. He's somebody that I marked down after week one there against Trevor C. St. Francis, so he's going to be a name to keep an eye on tonight for sure. And right there, that's a situation where Sheboygan wants to catch that ball in the air. The return man let it drop in front of him. You know, as a return man in the back, if you're able to catch it in the air, you want to catch it in the air. That way you can get underneath and get more space around it, so that's just something to keep an eye on there for sure. But good job by Ogama Heights, able to guard in there and make the tackle. So we're going to see what we got here. It's a big first drive. Let's start this game out. Let's have a great game tonight.
We're going Wing T, the broadcaster's friend, the Wing T junior, Caleb Gardner, the quarterback. Gardner snaps under center, turn, handoff, second man through, and not really going anywhere, just a pickup of one or two for Dylan Belazovic, a number 22. He's the number one guy, and he also has the hardest name on here. So I made sure I asked the Sheboygan radio crew, but he is their number one ball carrier, Dylan Belazovic. I love those
names.
That's
why you love not being the play-by-play guy.
He goes, I don't know. I don't have to answer names. Just
offense, defense, special teams. I'm good. I can pronounce it all.
Back into that Wing T, second and nine from the 22-yard line. And turn, handoff on a counter, second man through. That's Blazovic again, and he's going to be taken down. Good job by Ogama Heights. They're getting three, four guys to the football every time.
Absolutely, and what they're doing, really good job, is they're staying low. That front for Ogama Heights is doing a great job of staying low. They actually had a guy on the ground right there. What forced the running back for Sheboygan to try doing a leap, which when you try leaping over a player like that, it just slows your run down a little bit. So really good job by Ogama Heights at the front. And, you know, this is something like we saw in the second half. We talked about their defensive line, their offensive line was doing a lot of good things. They were, you know, powering a team like Trevor C. St. Francis. So it looks like they're going to win the battle right now early, and you got a big third and five right here, and let's see what Sheboygan's able to do out of this full house set.
Yeah, third and five at the 25. His handoff, that goes first man through, and able to pick up a first down to the 33-yard line. That was, again, number 22, Dylan Belazovic. They're going to keep handing him the football, and so a first and 10 on the fullback dive for the Sheboygan Chiefs.
Yeah, so what Sheboygan's looking to do right now is they're in a full house set. They got the quarterback under center, which means they have three running backs behind him. They're about 3 to 4 yards off. They're in three-point stances. They want to power that football. They want to sell hard fakes. Those running backs are coming through selling hard fakes, and they're going to go tackle to tackle. They're not going to look to do a lot of things outside.
They're bringing an extra tight end, take away one of the running backs. Only two running backs in the formation. Turn, handoff, that's to the tailback, who's able to break a tackle on the outside but not really get much more, as Bo Ginnup tried to bounce around to the outside. He picked up just a couple of yards to the 37, and he'll set up second and 8.
Yep, adding an extra tight end in the formation. They were unbalanced. They had more people to the left side of it. Sheboygan tried going up to about the C-gap, which is inside. the tight end and tackle there. They bounced it out a little bit, got about a two-yard gain. They want to keep it more inside than that. They're not looking to bounce things out. When this offense, when they're in split back, whether you're in full house, they want to power that football up the middle.
Now they go overload to the right. Again, two running backs. And off Belazovic right up the gut. He's met, and he'll be taken down, able to drag a defender up a little bit. That's big 62 who makes the tackle, and that is Andrew Christner, able to make a stop at the 39-yard line. That'll set up a third down and six.
I think one of the biggest things that we're going to look to see in this game is if Sheboygan keeps picking up these 1 to 2 to 3 yard plays and they find themselves in these third and five, third and sixes, great opportunity for play action. Oklahoma Heights is starting to bite hard already. I can see it right now. If they win play action, there's going to be a big opportunity.
Yeah, it's because they watch film. Sheboygan has thrown less than 10 passes this season, so that's probably
time
why.
For number 11.
There's a pitch to the left side trying to make something happen to the outside, and this is going to be right at the sticks, and I think he's going to get it, number 33, Keegan Mosher. And this is right at it, and they will give him the first down at the 44. The tip of the football is touching the 45-yard line, so another first down for the Sheboygan Chiefs.
Yep, good job there. The toss to the outside, able to pick up the first down, but going back to what you just said, what's up with these teams not passing, Brad?
I don't know,
you
man.
Know, I just want to see a team pass the football.
I was talking to the Sheboygan radio crew earlier, and they were telling me, they're like, nope, I think we threw one or two passes last week and only one or two before then. So, yeah, they're not throwing a lot of passes. Turn, handoff, third man through, able to break through the line. That looked like that should have been a loss, but he's able to get up to midfield, a gain of five. That was number 33, Keegan Mosher again. And so it'll be second and five. 8:40 to play in our first quarter. First drive of the game here for the Sheboygan Chiefs. This game brought to you in part by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, the Walker Insurance Agencies in All Gray in West Branch, Lake Ogama Marine in West Branch, My Michigan Health, and Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch. Thank you to all of our fine sponsors. Got 37 of them on the list today. We appreciate each and every one of you. Overload to the left side. Turn handoff, that's Belazovic. Belazovic able to just bounce ahead, and he just was untouched. The offensive line did all of the work right there to get him up to the 42-yard line and a first down into Ogama Heights territory.
Yep, so the defense that Ogama Heights is playing right now, it's called a 52 defense. They got five guys on the defensive line. They got two inside linebackers. And when you're going to run a 52 defense, it's because you're preparing for that full house, that split back. You're preparing for stuff tackle to tackle. What you can't have happen is you can't have these huge gaps in that D-line. You got one person on each guy on the offensive line. You need to close those gaps and allow those huge running opportunities. And right now, Sheboygan's finding those opportunities with their offensive line play.
Overload left side, extra tight end. This is turn, handoff, third man through, bounce around the outside. And the announcer got it wrong. It was a hand up right at the gut and a pickup about a yard to the 40.
I wasn't going to say it either. I thought it was like, oh, number two's got a huge outside lane. But no, he didn't. They ran around the middle. And that's the beauty, though, of this full house formation. And, you know, Northeast Michigan, we've seen this back in the day with Coach Franklin when he was at Alcona.
Yeah, they trust me. I know. I broadcasted those games, too, and got it wrong about
right.
it.
Yeah. Well, you broadcasted. I played against it. And it was tough. Like I said, I think I said this on the broadcast before. Like, we played against a Nerf football all week just trying to practice. We don't know who has the football. So you got to tackle anybody carrying on a fake. And that's what Oklahoma Heights needs to do. If somebody's carrying on a fake, you tackle them. Because if they carry on the fake, they're legal to be tackled.
And off, third man through, and able to make a tackle in the backfield. But, again, slipping ahead, number 22. That is Dylan Belazovic. Didn't get that number on who made that tackle. But it'll be, again, a third down, but now third down and eight. So a good job here by the Ogama Heights Falcons. Now probably four down territory here for the Chiefs as we go under 7 minutes to play in our first quarter as Sheboygan. They're just going to keep running the football. Both these teams want to pound the football. Ogama Heights will throw it a little bit more than Sheboygan will. Now they might have to, unless they really are playing for four downs. Back into that full house set. Gardner going to hand off third man through Ginnup. Ginnup is going to be met and driven back. He was able to pick up a few yards to the 37-yard line, but it will set up a fourth down at about six.
It's like Xander Curtis on that tackle there. Really good job of fitting in there and finding that. And I think this is obviously a go-for-it situation unless, you know, Sheboygan's feeling like a Nathaniel Hackett call on Monday Night Football and they got a kicker who, you know, they got the confidence in to go deep. But I think obviously you're going to go for it here. This is fourth and six. You're on the plus side territory. You've shown that you're able to move the ball on the ground. You said that they don't pass. You said that they have less than 10 pass attempts in the season.
Probably. That's just an assumption.
What an opportunity to take a pass play right now.
Well, they're spreading out two wide receivers. They subbed out 45 a blocker and brought in Gavin Rose. Looks like a big tall guy out there on the wide. So I'm going to guess they're going to at least Look at putting this ball in the air. Back to pass Gardner. Fires left side, and it is incomplete. Ball dropped out of the hands. It would have been short of the first down anyway. But a slant pass that was there as they targeted number 13, the guy they just brought in of Gavin Rose. Throw was a little bit short. I think the quarterback got a little step, got an unblocked guy almost right in his face. There was a late block, but the Ogama Heights Falcons hold. They'll take over on their 37-yard line with 5:43 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, if that was caught, that was still going to be short of the first down. His knees were already down, so he was going to be down right there. And to me, a little confusing because if you're going to pass the ball, why not catch him by surprise? Go in that full house formation, run play action, because they're thinking you're just going to run it. But when you bring in a two-receiver set, it's showing that it's going to be passing, a little bit more prepared for it. But now Ogama's ball here, and they're in a wing tee set right here and send the guy in motion early.
This is going to be a turn, handoff, third man through, and this is going to be driven back. They tried to get a counter. But going absolutely nowhere was number 16, Rob Hawk. And it is going to be a big loss on the play. And from the 37 back to the 32. And so it'll be second down and 15. Scan brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, Whaley's Equipment of West Branch, and Fenelia Chevrolet of Rose City. Go ahead.
Yeah, that play right there is they were trying to run a jet, they ran a jet motion to the right side, and they countered back to the left side. And that's a play right there that Sheboygan was obviously expecting. They snipped it out very early and were able to bite on that counter and get it for a big tackle for loss.
Schmidt in motion, and Cardis is going to swing it out to the running back on a little pop pass. And that was number four, Bryce Burdan, who ends up making the catch. And I like that. Little swing pass, get yourself going and get your running back out in some space. Able to pick up about 11 on the play to the 45-yard line, set up third down and four.
It's the underrated thing about the wing tee offense is that, yes, they're wing backs, but they're also slot receivers. So you can find ways to use them. That's how I coached it. That's how I think other coaches should do it as well. So find that opportunity to get out there in the flats and help the running back turn up, and that's a huge gain, and finds himself in a big third manageable right now.
Third down and four, one running back again out of that wing tee. They bring Schmidt in motion. They will pitch it to him. He tries to cut right back upfield. There's a penalty flag. Schmidt able to break a tackle, bounce to the outside, and that is Rob Hawk, I'm sorry, who's going to run to the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons, but Sutton tells me it's coming back. And we have holding on Ogama Heights. So he does run for the touchdown, but he was just getting some wind sprints in. And so what was third down and four and was going to be a touchdown, it will now be third down and 14. And that's not where Ogama Heights wants to be.
No, and the worst part about it, Brad, is it's an unnecessary holding. Sometimes holding is necessary. Sometimes it is. There are opportunities on the field like, man, you got to hold this guy or else somebody's going to get killed out there. But that's a holding there is if he was just able to get to the inside of that defensive player just a little bit enough, that running back was cutting up and he was going for space already. Instead, he held him down, pulled him back. It was outside the play. It was not a huge factor into it. But now it forced him 10 yards back and finds him in a really difficult third down position. So
actually, that flag was thrown pretty far back, too. So we'll see where they mark it. They're going to mark it down right at the 30. They have to get to the 48. So that brings up third down and 18. And now we'll see if they end up deciding to pass the ball or do they kind of go conservative and hope they can make a play. Three wide receivers, one running back. So they're showing like they're going to pass. Cardis, snap, rolls out, looks, fires, knocked down at the line. And so that'll be an incomplete pass in fourth down. And so the Ogama Heights Falcons will have to punt. Cardis, not a real tall guy, and I feel like that kind of cost him there.
It cost him, but the problem is when you're in a third and super long situation like that, you need more time to pass. So Sheboygan knows that. Sheboygan can bring more pressure. What that player was there right there is your X receiver, your farthest guy out in the line of scrimmage, he ran a little hitch route. They were then a pump fake it, and then they're going to go to the slot guy for a deep corner route. I saw him do it in the warm-ups in practice. So what he wanted to do is he wanted time to do a pump fake and then go deep. He tried doing the pump fake. He had no time after that. So he just forced us to try throwing a ball up. It was batted down for Nickley Pass. Now they got a punt on a long fourth down.
Good snap. Good punt. This one will be bouncing and not going to grab it. That's going to take a good Ogama Heights bounce to the 25. Felt like a 32 there probably. Could have gotten a hand on that at least. Evan Benson probably could have tried to grab that football. So Sheboygan will take over. Both teams have some positives, but they also stall. And we have a penalty flag back at towards the line of scrimmage. We'll see what this one is. What the call is. Everybody just kind of hanging around.
Legal ID.
3:46 to play. And looks like it's on Sheboygan. Is holding against Sheboygan. I mean, that was a pretty good punt.
It was a good punt.
You take it.
Being a punt returner is a tough thing because initially, the first time he's looking down the field, he saw two Ogama Heights players unblocked. By the time that ball was closer to him, those players were kind of being blocked and kind of stopped halfway where he could have fielded the ball, but it is such a tough thing being a punt returner, much harder than being a kick returner, man.
So we'll see. I mean, the penalty flag's way back at the 34-yard line, so it's not enough to get a first down. Only get him to the 44. I mean, and I guess at that point, you have fourth and four. You'd think about going for it, but I still feel like they would punt it away and trust their defense. So we'll see what they end up deciding to do here. But, I mean, that was such a good punt. I wouldn't take the chance. If you got a great bounce, if it's still fourth down, I think you decline the penalty unless it's fourth and short.
Unless there's the opportunity to add on that yardage to end the punt.
There well, are, then, yes, absolutely.
Yes, if you're able to add those 10 yards for a holding call to the end of the return there, I think that's probably the right decision to make right now.
So we'll see. They're still trying to figure this out of where to go. This is a tough thing. This is where being a referee isn't fun. These are tough spots. As you know, a college, a pro referee, you got these things pretty well down. These high school referees, this is not something they plan for a ton. The fourth down punt the fourth down punt penalty that you're not really 100% sure what you're doing with it.
Yeah, so they brought the chains back to the normal spot. So that tells me that Ogama Heights wanted to take that penalty from the spot of the kick. And they're thinking about going for it on fourth down. Now, we do not know what the penalty is because they're not signaling yet.
Yeah, holding on Sheboygan.
Holding on Sheboygan. Yep, you're right. And now, a lot of confusion here.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure this out.
See, they're even getting me confused now. I can't remember what the penalty is.
Don't even remember what the penalty is. I mean, we were full. Man, we were cruising.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure what.
Man, we were flying through this first quarter. We started 5 minutes early. We were flying. We were 3:46 to play. Both teams have only had the ball once. Now let's see. Now we're going to mark it off from the 34. They are going to walk the 10, and here come the Falcons. They'll mark it down at the 44, which is going to set up fourth down. And they got to get to the 47, 48. So it's fourth down and four. And looks like Schmidt is coming out. Looks like Cardis is coming in to make a play call. Bryce Burdan is checking out.
Well, so you definitely don't take this penalty and still punt. That is not an option. This is going for it.
If you had a bad punt, absolutely. But they had a really good punt. And so let's see what they do here. Fourth down and four. Ball in the 44. They're going to run that full house set. They're going to try and get him to jump offside. Sheboygan is moving. This is going to be turned handoff right side. Schmidt's going to break through, and he's got the first down across midfield. Pickup of seven. They needed four. Great call by Coach Miller. First and 10 for the Ogama Heights Falcons.
Ooh, big play. Big play right there. You know, you're already accepting the fact that you punted the ball. You think you're going to go on defense. You could get to the opportunity of a penalty. Fourth and four situation. Let's power that football. Ogama Heights style. They were able to get up there for a great first down, and now they're moving on the plus side of the field. So what a great start. Great play call. Great execution right here. And now they're going to switch the offense formation up in a little bit. We got a twin side of the left now.
That's a little momentum there for you. Now we have a stoppage and a penalty flag from the outside.
I'm thinking 12 guys in the huddle. They had somebody running out late, and they did break the huddle with it.
That is a big no-no. And, yep, illegal. We're going false start. I thought we were going illegal substitution, but we're going to say false start. It's got to be 12 men in the huddle. But
yeah, the white hat called a false start. The side official who threw the flag actually signaled for the 12 guys in the huddle.
Illegal substitution.
Either way, five-yard penalty.
Five-yard penalty, first and 15. Clock rolling about 3 minutes. Turn handoff on Burdan. Burdan going to try and bounce to the outside. He's got some room. He's going to down the sideline to the 40. Cuts back inside. He's taken down about the 35-yard line. Plenty for a first down, except that we have a flag again.
Woo!
Another flag back at the line of scrimmage. Block in the back on the Ogama Heights Falcons. And so back-to-back penalties. They've had a touchdown taken off the board due to penalties. Here we go. Now, this drive is continuing because of a penalty, but here we go. Again, Ogama Heights shoots himself in the foot. They get a great run by Bryce Burdan. Great blocking up front, but somebody blocked in the back.
Yep, two things can be true about the situation. One, the referees are working at commission tonight. And two, Ogama Heights is playing undisciplined football. You can't afford penalties. This is week four. This is the game. You have to win this game. It's a must win. You cannot be killing yourself with these penalties, and it's just crucial moments of the game so far.
First and 20 from the 30. Back to pass. Cardis looking. Now he's just going to take off and run. Able to find a little bit of room up the middle, but he's going to get ahead to the 45-yard line. Pickup of seven, and he'll second up second and about 16.
Yeah, so that play right there was supposed to be a play-action screen pass. What he was able to tell is, as he did a play fake with the running back, the offensive line stood up, they did a chip block, and then they released. The problem is they released too soon. When you do a screen play, your offensive line needs to come out of their stance and need to block for like 1 or 2 seconds quick, then let them through. They didn't do that. They let him go straight through. The defensive end was right in the quarterback's face. He was forced just to make something out of it, and it was a difficult play right there.
Second and a long 15. It's about 15 and a half. Back to pass. Cardis will swing pass to Berdan, and a little bit over the head. Good pressure off the edge by number 71 of Sheboygan. That is Robert LaPointe, who ended up making him throw that ball a little high and throw it a little earlier than he wanted to. And so it sets up third and 15. Ball still at the 45-yard line, and big play needed here with 2:09 to play. No score in our contest.
Yeah, we talked about Sheboygan might not look to pass a lot, but that doesn't mean they can't cover the pass. They're doing a great job right now of bringing pressure off the edges. These defensive ends are having a day, and it's looking awesome for them. I mean, their defensive line's doing a great job of bringing pressure on the quarterback and making it very difficult for Ogemaw Heights to pass the ball right now.
And timeout, Ogemaw Heights, they didn't like their setup. So with 2:09 to play in our first quarter, no score here in Sheboygan. Ogemaw Heights, 3rd and 15 after this on WKJC, your primary station for sports. High School Football, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by JT Nails of West Branch, Brickensile Bank in Fairview in West Branch, and Culligan Water of West Branch. Third down and 15. Man in motion out of the backfield is Berdan. He's wide open on that left side. They're not looking for him. Fire deep over the middle for Schmidt. He got him to the 30, to the 25, and taken down from the behind at the 15-yard line. Had Berdan wide open on the left side. Didn't need a big play on third and 15 for the Falcons.
That is a perfect coaching job right there. I mean, way to call a timeout. Come up with a great play out of the timeout. They sent that guy in motion. It did occupy the outside linebacker. He wasn't right in his face, but it occupied him enough. And what it did is it freed up where that safety was a little confused what's going on because he saw the motion, followed through with it, and was able to be a big opening for Ogemaw Heights. And what a great pass by the quarterback. Way to build confidence right there. Great pass.
Cardis under center. Turn, handoff, up right up the gut to Schmidt. Nothing doing. Got met up at the line, and that'll be second down and 10. Xander Cardis under center, the junior for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons.
I love the aggressiveness right now of Ogemaw Heights. You know, coming out here, passing them all early. You know, we were not able to watch in the last 2 weeks. Maybe this is something they've been doing, but I love it. I told you earlier in the broadcast or off the air, one of the two. I mean, when you go under center, it's not just run. And the opportunity for play action pass is so great under center because you're able to hide that fake. So I love what Ogemaw Heights is doing right now, and they're driving the ball really good right now.
They flip the tight ends to the right side of the field. One wide receiver over there, too. I mean, it just screams they're going right. And they are going to go stretch play to the right. Carter Schmidt able to find some room. Bounce to the outside, and he'll be taken down inside the 5. First and goal for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons.
Wow. I mean, they're having their way right now. They're able to move the ball, whether it's through the air or through the ground. They're having a lot of success. Even though they don't have points on the board yet, it might be coming soon. And that right there was 22 personnel, 2 running backs, 2 tight ends. They shifted both tight ends over to the right side. So you had the idea the play was going to go that way. Sheboygan probably should have known that, but they still were able to do it. It's called a stretch play. Went right outside those tight ends there. Were able to get a good game for first down. Running back did a great job at seeing the hole there and going very fast.
First and goal at the 3. 50 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Only our third drive of the game in general. No score. I formation behind Cardis. Turn left side. And fighting up the middle and going to be short of the end zone is Carter Schmidt. And Schmidt will be at the 1 yard line. We'll have second and goal from about the 1, 1.5. And we'll see if they snap another play here. I'd run up QB sneak and go, but
I think
winning up front. Don't give them a break.
Yeah, but I think you also can think about what your play call is here, too. If you want to think of something, because this is a very important drive. You got about 10 seconds right now. They're not going to get this playoff, so we're going to go into the second quarter here. But way to get down the field. You know, you saw adversity on that punt, able to get yardage off it. They've been driving field ever since. Now they find themselves in a situation where they're, you know, second and goal at the 1 yard line. So,
and that'll be the first play of the second quarter at the end of one. No score on WKJC, your power station for sports. Hey! Second down and goal at the one-yard line here for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons, kicking off our second quarter. No score here on 104.7 WKJC, but the Falcons a yard away from having our first score. Cardis under center, Schmitz the long back, two wide receivers to the right. Fullback in there too. Snap, quarterback sneak, left side, and he got stood up and didn't get it. Man. And so it becomes third and goal at the one. Am I mistaken there? You got better coach eyes. The offensive line go right, and did he go left?
Offensive line stood up. And you need to, if you're going to do a quarterback sneak, if it's a play called quarterback sneak, you should be chopping straight down. That should be a direct low hit on a defensive lineman. There's no reason to stand up with it because he just needs to get a yard. So he's able to get over if you're all on the ground. You can't stand up like that. They were able to get right past him, and that's a chop. Quarterback sneak has to be a low hit for everybody on that offensive line.
So it comes third down and goal at the one. Again, I formation, one wide receiver, couple of tight ends. Snap, turn, handoff, Schmidt diving over the line, and short! Fourth down and goal at the one. Now you got a big play call.
Yeah, you do, and everybody's different. You know, some coaches don't want to get too cute with it. They just want to keep going up the middle. Eventually it's going to get there. Me, you just ran three straight plays up the middle. I want to go outside. I want my fastest guy on a quick toss going to the outside of the field, and he's going to beat your fastest guy out there for 1 yard. That's what I would do. I think they'll go up the middle, though.
Fourth down and one. I formation. Turn, stretch play left side. Schmidt got a whole touchdown. Ogemaw Heights Falcons able to get a 1 yard run from Carter Schmidt. And the Falcons are on the board first at 10:32 to play in our second quarter.
Yeah, it wasn't a toss play, but it was outside. You know, let your best playmaker, which we've seen through, you know, five quarters of football, just us watching, Carter Schmidt's probably their best offensive playmaker. Let's get the ball in his hands and let him do what he does best. And you only need 1 yard. If you don't trust your best player to get you 1 yard, then you might as well not be playing out here. So
yeah, run to your best offensive, behind your best offensive lineman too. Find your best side. Trust everybody on fourth and one. They'll go for two. Again, I formation, that same exact formation they just ran with that one tight end on the right side. Now they're going to go a little pop pass over the middle, tipped and incomplete. And so at the 10:32 mark of our second quarter, it's Ogemaw Heights 6, Sheboygan nothing on WKJC, your power station for sports. Six nothing, Ogemaw Heights over top of Sheboygan. This game brought to you in part by Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, and Northern Custom Collision of Rose City. There's that fake onside kick. Going to get that every single time. And now lineup, and this is a kind of a line drive kick off to the right side. It bounces off of a Sheboygan player who now fields it at the 25, and he's going to get slammed right there. That's number seven, who's the unlucky receiver of that football, Seth Flores. And no blocking in front of Seth Flores. Picked up the football, well, tried to go, and four Ogemaw Heights decked him.
Well, you know, Seth there, he's going to learn. Maybe he can have a business class soon or something where you need business decisions, because that's a situation right there. That ball was already on the ground. You're a second-level player. You're not expected to do a lot of returns. Maybe just field the ball and go down on the ground.
Dive on
otherwise,
it?
Yeah, I would just field the ball, take your knee, let the offense do their thing. But you just got killed out there. Yeah. I mean, that was a brutal hit. Wish we had that on film, but that was brutal.
Completely legal, by the way.
Yes.
Don't worry, nothing wrong there. All right, full house backfield. Turn and back to pass and well short from Caden Gardner. I think that ball slipped out of his hands. And he only needed to throw about 3 yards, and he got it about 1.5 of them. And I'm going to go, it was either tipped out of his hand or it just slipped out of his hand. They tried a little rollout pass, so kind of one of those one-receiver routes with tight end coming over.
Yep, they tried to get the tight end in the flats there. They rolled the quarterback out to the right side. If Sheboygan wants to have any success with that, what they need to show is that the quarterback can run out of that, because if you just roll him out, it's going to be a little bit too predictable. So,
hand off to the third man through, not going much of anywhere, gain of one or two on the play. And that was Mosher, number 33, who got the ball. Third down and eight at their own 29-yard line. And with 10 minutes to play in our first half, and the way this clock has been working, Grant, this becomes a relatively big play. You don't want to count possessions in the first half. I mean, this is the fourth possession of the game. That's it, fourth. And we're going to be a few minutes into our second quarter here. This is a big play for them to pick up. Third down, two running backs behind. This is going to be handoff left side, number two. Get up is going nowhere. And he'll be stacked up at the 25-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and nine. And that'll be a punt situation here for the Chiefs.
Yeah, great job by Omaha Heights. They had about four guys get on that tackle. It all started with Andrew Krishner there. He was able to get in there really aggressive and had the whole team want to join him there and have a big fun with it. But this is the problem with Sheboygan's offense is, you know, they can't afford to be in third and eight situations. Yeah. They're not built for that. They need to have 3-, 4-, 5-yard runs. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves in really tough spots. So, you know, this will be an interesting night if they're not able to pick up those runs early. And Omaha Heights is doing a great job on the defensive line. So, two punt returners, very interesting. Let's see what Omaha's able to do with that.
Two and a half. There's also a short one. There's a sky kick that's going to get some love, but it's going to be out of bounds. See where they mark it. This should be back towards the 40. Now they're going to mark it down to 49. They're going to give him some a generous spot. I'll call
very,
that.
Very generous.
Very generous spot on the punt. As that ball landed out of bounds a little bit past the 49. But either way, Omaha Heights takes over on the plus side of the field, leading 6-0 already. Chance for Omaha Heights to take control of this football game right here, right now.
Absolutely. And I think I'm taking a shot first play.
I'd love
you already showed the ability to get guys open. Your quarterback's shown the ability to put the ball on them. I do it right now. You're on the plus side. You're on the 49-yard line. You just scored. You just had a great defensive stop. You have a lot of momentum. I take a shot right now if I'm Omaha Heights down the field.
Two wide receivers to the left. I formation behind Cardiz. And they're going to go fullback dive. And Bryce Burdan up the middle. Breaks the tackle, and he's up to the 25-20. Stripped one more tackle. Touchdown. Ogama Heights Falcons, a fullback dive, 49 yards.
Man, Bryce Burdan had some starburst before the game because he had some burst there. It had some extra juice to it. I mean, he went through the line of scrimmage. I was thinking, okay, 10, 15-yard gain. He's got about three guys running up on him. Okay. 20, 25-yard gain. No, he took it for 49 yards. He just hammered that ball all the way down the field. That was fast. This is an improved Omaha Heights offense, what we've seen last time. This looks very dangerous, and it shows that they were, you know, keep within 10 points to a Kingsley team. This is a good football team, and they're showing it right now.
Nice run by Bryce Burdan, 49 yards, breaks a couple of tackles, and you just, if you can't get a body on him, it's really hard, I mean, to bring down anybody, but really hard to bring down a fullback. Three wide receivers in the go-for-two formation here. Roll out left for Cardiz. Flip to the corner just out in front of Rob Hawk. So with 8:45 to play in our second quarter, Ogama Heights 12, Sheboygan nothing on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights. Line drive kick right off the up and bouncing ball. Great catch by the Sheboygan team. It hit off of his foot and popped straight up. I see what the Falcons are trying to do, trying to kick it off the up man and then dive on it. Great job by number 45 to be able to make a play, and the Sheboygan Chiefs will take over at the 49-yard line of their own. This game brought to you in part by State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Countryside Appliance of West Branch, and Roy Simmons & Sons Well Drilling in West Branch.
That kickoff was the most eight-man football thing we'll see tonight. That was bad memories. Bad memories.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 49-yard line. They run that fullback right up the gut and able to power through. That's Bolazovic, who's going to make his way up to the 46-yard line of Ogama Heights. Good gain on first down. It's second down and five.
That's what Sheboygan has to do to have success. They have to pick up early yards. You can't put yourselves in these third and long and fourth and medium situations. You have to pick up yards early. And that means you have to get really dirty up front because Omaha Heights' defensive line is doing a great job right now. So to be able to pick up 4 or 5 yards on a run is all you're asking for. I mean, that might even be more. If you could pick up 3 or 4, you'd be happy. So, you know, I look forward to them, you know, trying to figure out how they're able to do it. And they're in a split back formation right now. Two running backs back.
Going to need extra blockers or something. Handoff, again, left side, Bolazovic. Able to bounce off a defender, and he's going to be taken down. And really, he's the key because he's tough to bring down. And so it'll be third down and two at the 42-yard line on our sister station, Hits FM. Augre Sims, a 16-0 lead over top of the Whittemore-Prescott Cardinals. So they want to show that offensive might like they had last year. They want to bring that back a little bit against a good opponent in Whittemore-Prescott.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. I think, you know, we talked about it being a statement game for Whittemore. That might be a statement game for Augray as well. So that could be their statement that, hey, we're still Augray, we're still that team, and we can have a deep run this year as well. So
Gardner under center, three running backs behind him. That's Mosher. Mosher gets it, dives across the first down marker to the 39-yard line of Ogemaw Heights. First and 10 for the Sheboygan Chiefs. And they need points on this drive right now. Ogemaw Heights has kind of hit them. Two straight touchdowns. It's 12-0 with 7:20 to go into half. You want to make sure you score going into halftime. This is a big drive for Sheboygan to kind of regain some momentum in this game.
It absolutely is. Your team's a little down and out right now, especially if you're giving up a big touchdown run. Those things are killers, you know. You know, good drive, sometimes you play good defense, but that was just one play, big play. So they got to step it up on offense right now.
Gardner, third man through, Blazevic. Blazevic met at the line, shooting that's Ginup. Ginup is going to break a tackle and spin ahead to the 36-yard line. And that'll be second down and six. That's one of those situations. They had a chance to bring him down for one and really keep Sheboygan behind the sticks. Missed tackle there, which we've actually seen a couple of times up the middle from Ogemaw Heights. They've played very well at the defensive line, but missed tackles are something they're going to talk about in the locker room.
For sure. And the tough thing about it is that defense linemen most of the time are not there to make the tackles. They're going to take up lots of space, but the linebackers are going to be the ones that are going to go in there and make the big plays. The linebackers need to do a better job of shutting the blocks and make those plays.
Blazevic right at the gut, met, and this is going to be just a matter of who's going to be a little bit stronger. Low man wins. Ogemaw Heights makes the tackle. Gain of about two on the play. Blazevic, tell you what, he is north-south and north-south only. He's not going to break off a big one. He is just going to kind of power his way forward, just kind of little steps, couple of jump cuts. He's definitely a one-cut runner, and it's third down and four at the 34.
Yeah, the full house formation is a lot of power football. It's not a lot of east-west. It's a lot of north-south. Unless you have a really mobile quarterback where you want to do a triple option, you're going to power the football straight up tackle to tackle.
Handoff stretch play to the left side. That's Ginup. Ginup trying to find some room, able to get to the corner, and he'll be driven out of bounds at the 29-yard line, and this will be right at the stick, and they will mark him down at the 28. So this should be enough for a first down, and it is. The chains will move. Sheboygan able to keep their drive alive. 5.5 to go until halftime here in Sheboygan.
I think that's twice tonight we talked about them only going north and south, and then they want to go east and west on us. I think they're listening, but, you know, they want to. Every once in a while, you got to be able to stretch that play out. You know, even if your play call is four up the middle by the guard, by the tackle, you got to see where that area is where you can cut. So the running back's doing a good job of seeing the open space and getting to it.
Back into that full house set. First down and 10, 5:35 to play, 12-0 Ogemaw Heights. Stretch play here to Mosher. Mosher trying to find room on the outside and slips. And so he'll be back about a half-yard loss, we'll say, back to the 30-yard line. So this will be a second down and a long 10, second down and 11.
Point one for the turf right there. That you know, turf.
Mark one down for your tackles there. Yeah, turf.
Yeah,
turf gets one.
Yeah, I mean, have to get on the board too. I mean, can't all be about these 22 players on the field. So, that's just a tough situation. You never know what that run was going to turn into. It looked like he had some potential open space there to the side. You know, it just gets you. It doesn't matter what kind of cleats you wear, it's going to happen.
It's one of those where you kind of wish you just kept going outside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to cut it back inside, and that's where the slip happened. Second down and 11, two running backs. They throw an extra tight end in the formation out of that right side. And roll out left, and Gardner's just going to take off and run. He's going to slip a couple of tackles, and he will spin off one more. And still fighting ahead, and he'll be taken down at the 25-yard line. Great run by Caden Gardner, the junior quarterback here for the Chiefs, able to turn nothing into something and set up third down and six.
I've talked to quarterbacks before. When you're a quarterback, whether you're voted a team captain or upperclassman, it does not matter. You are a leader. You are in the position where you are the guy calling the play in the huddle. You are a leader. And you could just tell right there that was a key moment for this team because that sideline just went nuts when he ran that ball. He was lowering his shoulder. He's not, you know, not a pretty boy quarterback. He's ready to get physical in there. So that's a big run for Sheboygan. Now that puts him in a critical third down situation here.
Third down at six. The guy get positive yards. They hand this one off. That's Blazevic. Blazevic is going to be taken down, fall forward, and it'll be a pickup of two on the play. Sets up fourth and four. Clearly going for it. Ball in the 23-yard line. Got to get to the 19. I like getting it outside again here for Sheboygan. Give yourself, your quarterback, a chance to either run it,
yes,
or you know, just a little, if you can find an open receiver here. I know fourth down throwing, it's risky, but
I think
wide, anything outside.
Yeah, I think wide side of the field with your quarterback booting out is a perfect opportunity. He didn't show he's capable of running, so let's do it again. You know, do a play fake to the guy who's running the ball the most, roll out to that right side and get some space.
Fourth down and four, see if they go with the hard count here. Turn left side, stretch play, and fighting ahead straight to the 19. We'll see where they mark him down. They're going to mark him down right at the 20. And I think this will be a turnover on downs. I don't think the runner got there. That was number 7, Flores, who carried the football. Seth Flores. And first down, Ogama Heights. They're about a half yard short.
Huge stop. Defense line did a great job there.
Timeout, Ogama Heights. They want to set up something here on first down. 3:16 to play in our second quarter. 12-0 Ogama on WKJC, your primary station for sports. Stretch hand off left side. That's Rob Hawk. Rob Hawk able to bounce it outside down the sideline now, and he's stepping out of bounds. And this is going to be a gain of about 15 and a first down for the Ogama Heights Falcons. 3:07 to play. One timeout remaining here for Ogama Heights in this second quarter. Getting out of bounds helps. Stops the clock. And ball will be placed at the 33-yard line. And Ogama Heights getting out of bounds there. Now there's the running. Clock ran a second. So now it's 3:06. I don't think it should be running with this step out of bounds. So there we go. I formation, two wide receivers to the right side. Hard count snap there by Cardis. Now he's going to turn, hand off right side, and not a lot going there for Carter Schmidt. He's going to get up to 34, gain a one on the play, and the Falcons are going to have to get up and go here.
Yeah, this is a really great opportunity for them to run no huddle offense. They're not doing it. I was really confused by the timeout again because it's just not very common to call a timeout on a turnover possession. I mean, it's just not, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me unless you're going to transition and go into an no-huddle offense, but they're not doing that. So, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'd want to be getting down there. You've already shown a couple times that you have capability of doing some very big plays, and now they're going into an offset full house formation.
One wide receiver. Cardis, turn, hand up right at the gut. Able to find a little bit of room was Bryce Burdan. Burdan up to the 42, but still not enough for a first down. It'll be third down and one. Clock runs, 2:15 to play in our first half. Again, 12-0 Ogama Heights, so they can really, if they can get a score here, that's big for them. Not to mention, they also get the ball to start the second half. They can essentially put this game away with two drives. As now here comes the substitute package, and we're under 2 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Third down and two.
They have a great opportunity right now to get a 2-for-1. I mean, that's the stuff you dream of. You cut out coupons for 2-for-1 deals. I mean, they got the opportunity to get it right now, and they're not really doing a whole lot with it. I'm really confused, but they can pick up a first down here and change their mind.
Carter Schmidt on a handoff up the gut will get a first down, but we got a penalty. And so it'll be holding. Ogama Heights, that might change some play calling. Because now, third down and 12, 1:39 to play. Now you have the opportunity to run it and make sure Sheboygan can use the timeout. You punt the football away and play defense.
I'm not so sure that Sheboygan would use a timeout.
Might go to halftime? That's an even more reason to just run the ball here.
Yeah, I mean, this is now you put yourself in a 3rd and 12. Now I'd run the ball. I mean, now I tap out. You have plenty of opportunities to be aggressive with it, go no-huddle offense. And if you want to be a team that's going to go in the playoffs, you have to have that no-huddle offense. So I think this would be a great opportunity to practice it because you do hit the ball to start the second half with. Now you got to run it. I don't think Sheboygan will call a timeout because they're not really.
Well, Ogama Heights will use their last timeout with 1:29 to go here in our first half. 3rd and 12 for the Falcons. And right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. 3rd down and rollout pass here for Cardis. Firing deep over the middle, over the head of Carter Schmidt. And so it'll be 4th down and 12. And so Ogama Heights uses all their timeouts. They decide on 3rd and 12. They're going to fire it. And now they got to punt the football away with 1:12 remaining here in the first half. Only leading by 12. 12-0. 1:23 to play. Sheboygan, you've been keeping track. Has all three?
They have
all three timeouts?
They have all three timeouts left. And this is where I do a little change with Sheboygan. This is where if you have a punt block, this is the time to bring it. I bring the house to this punt block, trying to force better field position, whether it's a bad punt or where you actually block it, because you do have three timeouts left in a two-score game.
High angled punt to the right side of the field, bounces, and it'll be downed, and Ogama Heights take their time downing it at the 35-yard line. 1:14 to play in our first half, 12-0 Ogama Heights. This game brought to you in part by H&R Block of West Branch, West Branch Pharmacy, West Branch Veterinary Service, Rose City RV Center, and Rose City Ace Hardware.
As a lover of special teams, I got some like PTSD from watching what almost just happened there. It's a fire call. You got to run out of the way if you're Sheboygan. You do not want to be touching that punt at all. That's something right there is, whoo, it puts the fear in me. I still got flashbacks and some bad memories of that coaching and playing. I love my special teams, Brad. I love it.
Well, see what Sheboygan decides to do here. 1:14 to play. Do they try and move the ball down the field? Handoff right up to got Mosher. Mosher's got a little bit of room to the right side, and he's going to dive ahead. And to the 44-yard line. It looks like Peyton Manning on Monday night right now trying to demand for a timeout. And they're going to hurry up.
They're going no huddle.
They're going to go hurry up. Second down and one. Handoff up to God. Bilazovic. Bilazovic to the 49. Clock stops with a first down. So now they're going to, again, quickly go no huddle. So they're going to wait, use those timeouts a little bit later on. Now quickly to the line. Good job here by Sheboygan. Clock has not started yet. Chains aren't set yet. They got to wait. Great. The chains took their time. Almost gave them a timeout. Now they're ready to go. And now handoff. Third man through. And, ooh, slammed right at the line. Number 7, Flores. Pickup of just a couple. Still not using one of those three timeouts. 37 seconds. The side of Judge looking at the coach, waiting for a timeout. Not going to get it. Turn right side, Mosher. Mosher is going to be taken down. Gain of only 4. And you can keep calling for a timeout. They're not taking one, buddy.
I mean, you can't take him with you in a halftime. I mean, you have to use them at some point. You're trying to score points here. You're down 12 right now.
They're not going to use them. 10 seconds to go in the half. Back to pass. Gardner looking deep. Left side. Floats it up. Jump ball. Picked off. Intercepted by Bryce Burdan. That is interesting clock management, is what I will say.
You know,
you were working on your no-huddle. I understand.
I could probably be a negative person, Brad, and I've coached, so you know I'm more critical of coaches than anybody. I am with the Lions, with Michigan, with everything. I study coaches. That's not good clock management. It's just not. You're down 12 points right now. You don't get the ball to start the second half. You move the ball running the you ran it significantly. You have three timeouts for a reason. Use them. Okay, give your team a chance to score points. What are you doing? You have to help your team out. Give them a chance. Let them move the ball down the field. You don't call timeouts, and we're going to go to halftime, 12-0 game, and Ogama starts the ball the second half.
Nice.
Very confused.
False start by Ogama Heights on a kneel down.
Nice.
Well, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, you don't.
that should not. There should never be a false start on a kneel down.
That's what's happening. They're kneeling it. They got a false start. I actually think it was the snap. The center flinched on the snap. Okay, so there's a kneel down after the penalty. Okay, so that was an interesting way to end the half. Sheboygan does not get 6 timeouts in the second half, believe it or not. So at the end of our first half, Ogama Heights pitching a shutout. They lead 12-0 on WKJC, your power station for sports. That's right. Second half kickoff is right around the corner. In fact, right now, the Falcons are heading out there. They will go left to right here in this third quarter, leading 12-0. As they try and really take control of this one. And they had an interesting kickoff return game against St. Francis. We'll see what they go for here. Line drive kick on the ground. It'll be fielded at the 25. Straight ahead is Carter Schmidt, able to find a little bit of hole, break a tackle, and he'll be taken down at the 40-yard line. First down here for the Ogama Heights Falcons. They start their second half of offense.
Yeah, that was an awesome kick return right there by Carter Schmidt, and it just tells you everything you need to know about him. He knows that he's an athlete. That ball was kicked towards the sideline. He could have easily just went up for a couple yards, stepped out of bounds. No, he wants to take it to the wide side of the field where there's more space, and he was able to get about another 10 yards for his offense. So, great job, and let's see what Ogama was able to do at halftime. Let's see what kind of adjustments. I think, you know, it's very obvious to me and everybody is that they want to pass the football. Okay, let's work on it a little bit. Let's develop it. You know, and you have this opportunity where you have this 12-point cushion right now where you have a good chance to be able to do that. So I want to see what they're able to do in the pass game and then those explosive run plays as well.
Hand off to the fullback, and fighting ahead for a couple of yards is Bryce Burdan. He'll be taken down at the 42-yard line. It'll be second down and 9. I guess his knee went down before he lunged forward there. This game brought to you in part by Pointer Hill Saddlery of West Branch, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, West Branch Collision, the Fall Inn of Rose City, and Gail Curtis of 31 Realty in West Branch.
See, Lamont Heights has a split out receiver and an I left formation.
Turn, stretch play, left side Schmidt trying to find a hole and just nothing there. Good defense by Sheboygan, and he's able to fall forward. Good job by Schmidt. Falls forward to the 44-yard line. And so that'll set up second down and 6. Third down and 6, excuse me. Here on our first drive of the second half. 12-0 Ogama Heights. I'm Brad Allen alongside Grant Cortman. Glad you're here joining us. Nick James back at the studio tonight. Make sure you tune into him every Sunday night. It's 90s Sunday night, just after the polka show.
90s and polka? Oh, you can't get much better than that.
Sundays are crazy at Carroll Broadcasting. Get polka party with Paul and Delilah, and then boom, get yourself some 90s with Nick. Here are the Cowbells, big third down here. Pitch left side to Carter Schmidt, and actually it's Rob Hawk, and Rob Hawk going to be driven back to the original line of scrimmage. That just didn't work. And so it sets up fourth down and 10 in a punting situation here. Good defensive stand there by Sheboygan to start the half.
Yeah, and what it looked like them coming out at halftime was a fired up Sheboygan Chiefs team. They're trying to get the crowd into it, trying to build themselves up with each other. And they just did a great job right there. They were able to control the line of scrimmage there and able to get a big tackle for loss. And now they got to force Omaha Heights to punt. So you can't ask for much more right now if you're Sheboygan to start the second half.
Good high kick. And it'll bounce. And again, that punt returner has got no interest in fielding the punt. And it'll be downed at the 21-yard line. 9:42 to play here in our third quarter. 12-0 Ogama Heights. Sheboygan's going to take over on offense. What do you want to see out of the Chiefs here on offense? This is an offense that has gotten progressively worse throughout the season. Now, I'm sure their opponents have gotten progressively better. But 56 points against Lake City, 28 against Boyne City in a loss, 8 last week against Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, I think the big thing that I want to see is one pad level of the offensive lineman. I think they got beat up front in the line of scrimmage. Ogama Heights pretty bad in the first half. The second thing is I want to see more outside runs. They started to have success, and they were taking that ball to the outside. I want to see those running backs bouncing those runs more to the sidelines.
Gardner under center, two running backs behind him. First and 10 at the 21. Man in motion. And they're going to give towards the side of the motion off the right side. Stretch play, and what a hit by Bryce Burdan. Drove him into the dirt. He picked up 5-6 yards, and he was driven back. But it'll be second down and 6 after a gain of 4.
What do they call that in the video games? Hit stick right there?
Hit stick, yeah.
I mean, that was big time. That's impressive. And that's going to get that Ogama Heights defense fired up a little bit. So your offense comes out, does a 3-and-out. Okay, we'll do our job. You got the 12-point lead. We'll just take care of business on our side. So that was a big-time play. But they were still able to gain, 4 or 5 yards. So for Sheboygan, that's all they're looking for. They're looking for those slow, medium-range plays where they're able to drive down the field, and that's a false start.
Say everybody moved. We're going false start on the right side of the offense, and right as you were giving them credit, they now go to second and 10, which is not where Sheboygan wants to be. They were on the way they were on offense.
Right. They just had that, 5-yard play. That's all you're asking for, and then you just give it right back. You can't have it. It just can't happen. This is a game of 1-2 versus 1-2, and if you go to 1-3, you probably don't have a shot at the playoffs. Like, this is an eliminator game. This is it. So you can't have these little mistakes that are going to set your team back at any point in this game.
No wide receivers think they're going to run it. Here comes a handoff to the right side, and Bolazovic able to pick up a couple of yards, and it'll now be third down and 9. Ball in the 21. 8.5 to play in our third quarter on our sister station, Hits FM. Gray. Up at halftime, and Whittemore Prescott 22-0, so a much improved defense there for Brian Sanchez's all-gray team.
For sure. And we showed that against Rogers City a couple weeks ago when they played them. They did a really good job against them, but the defense is getting improved, and that's not ideal for Whittemore Prescott. They're going to be able to put some points up, I feel like. So let's see what they're able to do in the second half there with Sam Viner and them company.
Third down and 8, man in motion coming to the left side, And this is going to be rollout, firing deep left side, and it is caught by Mosher. Mosher across midfield to the 40, foot race, and he's gone. Touchdown, Sheboygan Chiefs. No flags, and that is 78 yards.
I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Look, I was as hard on Sheboygan's coaching staff as anybody probably has been on a broadcast. They just did a good job. I'll give them credit.
That's a great play.
That was a great play call. They did a play action, quarterback's under center. He does a play fake where he face hands up. He rolled to the left side, which is tough, but they practiced that a ton in the pregame. They practiced going to the left side a ton. They were able to find the receiver on a corner route perfect. Receiver was able to turn it up. Huge play. Great play. And now they find themselves in a one-score game. So just like that, those big plays can be the difference in the ballgame right there.
Keegan Mosher, 78 yards for a touchdown, and now they go for two. Two running backs behind Gardner. Hand off right at the gut and in. Blazevic is in, and the energy changes here in Sheboygan. 7:56 to play in our third quarter. Ogama Heights 12, Sheboygan 8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. You know, Grant, I don't think it's just because we opened the window that all of a sudden the energy has changed in here. Big play by the Chiefs. Makes it 12-8. They kick it to Carter Schmidt. Schmidt up to the 30, 32, and that's where he's going down. Forward progress gets him to the 33, but Sheboygan, I mean, absolutely nothing worked for them in the first half on offense. They get a five-yard gain, a penalty. We're sitting there going, then they get a poor second down gain. Third down and nine, we finally see the big play as they hit Keegan Mosher for 78 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs are right back in this one, 12-8.
Well, you talk about the energy, and we mentioned it off the air, like, man, the band was out here. They did a great job at halftime, and the crowd went nuts
with
them.
Great job.
Yeah, I was like, man, just imagine they scored a touchdown, and this place went nuts. I mean, I could feel it shaking in here. So we got ourselves a really good ball game right now, and this is a big, big series for Ogama Heights.
I formation behind Cardis. Left side, Schmidt able to make a cut, and he's going to be stacked up and driven back. And so it'll be a gain of one. Second down and nine at the 32-yard line, 33-yard line.
Yeah, that pad level. You know, you asked me a couple things, but I think that Sheboygan can improve on, and I said pad level. And the defensive line is doing such a better job at staying low, winning that battle up front against Ogama Heights' offensive line. And Ogama's having trouble running the ball right now. They just had a 3-and-out. You can't go back-to-back 3-and-outs. This is a big 2nd-and-9 right now. You've got to pick up some chunk yardage to make it a more manageable 3rd down right now to help your offense.
Now they spread it out a little bit. Only one running back, 3 wide receivers. Roll out left. Cardis looking to pass. Fire over the middle and just out in front. And Carter Schmidt would have had enough for the 1st down. And that'll set up 3rd down and 9. 7:03 to play in our 3rd quarter. Ogama Heights 12, Sheboygan 8.
You know, watching the pregame of Ogama Heights warm-up, they practice running to the left a ton. They got a right-handed quarterback. They practice him rolling out to the left. He did not do that well at it. Rolling to the right, perfect. Rolling to the left, he struggled in warm-ups. And I'm a firm believer, as an offensive play caller, if you're struggling in warm-ups, I'm probably not going to call it a whole lot in the game. And that his footwork was off. The throw was not great right there. And like I said, they find themselves in a 3rd and 9 right now, and it's a tough spot to be in.
Play action. Fires right sides. Quick pass to Schmidt. Schmidt's got on the run to the 40. Gets a block to the 45 cross midfield, and he'll be taken down at the Sheboygan 41. Just a quick little toss to Carter Schmidt in space. Plenty for a 1st down.
I love that play call. That's stay in the pocket. Let's throw the right side. Whole lot easier for a right-handed quarterback. Nice, smooth play. Let's get the hands on your playmaker. And, you know, Schmidt was able to get that ball. That's a little swing route. He was inside lined up. Do a swing route to the outside in the flats. Able to get out there one-on-one with the linebacker. I will take Carter Schmidt as a running back one-on-one against any linebacker you got out there right now in coverage. So he was able to get a big play, and now Ogama Heights had 12 guys in the huddle again.
Well, that's something that's costed them. And so now 1st and 10 from the Sheboygan 41 becomes 1st and 15 from the Sheboygan 46. Look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We already told you Augrey Sims up 22-0 over the top of the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Oscoda playing over in Frankfort. Currently Frankfort 12-0, just like this one was at the half over the top of the Owls. And you had Standish a little bit earlier too, right?
Yes. I think it was in the first half. They were up 28-0 against Hemlock at some point in the first half.
Yeah, that's about how that one should go. And handoff right at the gut, Burdan. Burdan able to break a tackle and sneak ahead and can be taken down at the 43. Just, you know, we talk about some plays developing too slowly. That fullback dive developed too quickly. He's running right up before his offensive lineman can really get anywhere. And fullback dives great in short yardage situation literally because of that. You can run behind your big guys. If you're looking to pick up, you know, your first and 15, you want to get a chunk here to get yourself back ahead of the sticks. I understand they scored on 49 yards in the fullback dive. You can't count on that every time. The play doesn't develop. You don't get any blocking downfield on that.
Yep, you're 100% right on that. It's just an interesting play call. It's designed for 2 to 3 yards when you're in a first and 15 situation. So
pitch right side, Schmidt. He's going to go up the gut. He's going to be hit and driven back. There's going to be a loss of a yard, and it'll be third down. Back at the 44-yard line, and they have to get to the 32.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that play call either. That's a quick toss to the short side of the field. Anytime you do a toss play, I want to go to the wide side. If you're doing a toss for a reason, you want to get your fast guy going outside. And if I want him going outside, I want him going where there's more space, and that's to the wide side of the field. So went to the short side. They ended up losing those 2 yards. They just got in the fullback dive, and now having 12 guys in the huddle for the second time tonight has cost them where they're now in a third and 15 situation. Now, I think they're going to pass the ball, most likely. They've had some success with it, but really tough to beat a third and 15 at any point in this game.
Three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Cardis can roll out to the left. Pressure on his back, firing left side, and it is tipped in. It is incomplete. Almost caught, almost picked, and now it's fourth and 14.
It's what I just mentioned a few pass plays ago. You know, they had that really good swing pass, but right before that, they rolled him to the left side, and it was a struggle play. This is the same thing. You have to know your strengths, okay? This is the second half of the game. This is not testing out something for the future now. This is we got to do our best plays here to help this team win. You roll him to the left. His footwork is off. I can tell how it is from up here, and that throw, he just hung up there way too long because he's off balance. If he was going to the right side, he'd be able to put more with that and have a harder throw. And now they're going to have to punt the football when they're on the plus side because it's just too far to go for it.
There's a punt trying to pin him deep. That's a great punt. Fielded at the 5. Able to make some move and down at about the 15-yard line. That ball going to the end zone, you think?
Yeah, that's probably tough. That's tough because as a punt returner, you don't see that a whole lot. You're not really in a punt return situation where you're close to the end zone. That's probably a situation where you could have let it bounce and go to the end zone, but that's a tough call. It's surprising to see him feel it because he hasn't fielded it all night. Now the one he does, it probably could have went in the end zone for a touchback. But nevertheless, great punt, great special teams execution by Ogama. But here's Sheboygan, you know, finds himself with 4:58 to go in the third quarter. They're only down 4 points. I mean, this is anybody's ball game. So we talked about it, you know, 36-35, you know, week 9 last year. We're getting ourselves a great football game again.
4:58 remaining in our third quarter, 12-8, Ogama Heights. Counter play to the right side. That's Mosher. Mosher not really going to find a whole lot. Good job by the Falcons to be able to cut that down. And it becomes a second down and 8. Love games like this, man. I love when I can feel the energy from somebody. You know, it's, especially in hostile environments. You know, we're here mostly covering Ogama Heights. We can, you know, we have some that kind of get to Sheboygan on our sister station. We're here mostly covering Ogama Heights, and all of our sponsors are from West Branch area. Being in enemy territory, you know, we're in enemy press box. We're right above the Sheboygan sideline, you know, right above the Sheboygan fans. I love this type of energy right now. 4:19 to play in our third quarter. Handoff on a delay. Run out to the left side by the quarterback. Gardner cut down by number 16. That's Carter Schmidt. Excuse me, Rob Hawk. And Rob Hawk able to hold them to a gain of only a few. And it is third down and 3 from the 24-yard line. Excuse me.
This is an interesting play call situation right here.
Because you're definitely not in 4 down.
Ooh, but you might be.
If it's 4th and 1.
If it's 4th and 1.
You got to get 2, though.
Right.
You got to get 2.
And you're expecting, if you're going to come in this, they're in a split back formation right now. They got 3 tight ends, 2 running backs. You can get 2 yards out of this, you're expecting.
Well, they never really got set. Hand off right at the gut. And Blazevic able to dive ahead, almost untouched, before he gets into the second level across the 30, 1st and 10 for Sheboygan.
There's always a solution to not worry about what you're going to do on 4th down. Just get a 1st down.
Get the 1st down.
So they did a great job right there going up the middle, and they have all the time in the world right now. You know, we don't have to criticize timeouts in this situation. It's third quarter. they got, you know, 3 minutes and 20 seconds here in the third quarter, and their offense can wear on you. You know, Ogama Heights has hands on the hips right now. They're tiring out a little bit. We talked about pad level. We talked about how they're able to control the line of scrimmage. It's starting to turn a little bit. It's starting to turn, and Sheboygan's starting to have some success running the football.
First and 10 from the 32. Handoff. Milosevic is going to reach ahead to the 35. Second down and 7. Has Sheboygan's had, what, one penalty today? Just on the holding that gave Ogama Heights when they were going to punt it on, like, the first or second possession of the game? Defensive holding?
That's all I can remember at the end.
But I can't think of another one.
They had a false start penalty.
Was that earlier this drive, actually?
Last drive. That's when they got the 5 yards, and they lost the 5 yards on a false start.
And then threw a bomb.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just out of the coach draw it up.
Exactly. Yeah. Get a 5 yard penalty and get a bomb. Man in motion across the tight end formation. Handoff right at the gut. Blazevic again. This time fighting ahead. And
ball's loose.
Ball is loose. You're right. Ogama thinks they have it. Which every defense thinks they have the football. Now they really think they have it as they look across the pile. Ogama Heights football! Able to recover the ball on the Sheboygan side of the field to be first down at about the 40-yard line.
Game changer. That's how you change a football right there. You know, as a coach, one of the biggest keys to winning football games is winning the turnover battle. That is like one of the top things. Right there, Ogama Heights finds himself in a great opportunity. I talked about it earlier in the first half. When they had a great opportunity, I want to take a shot right now. I want to take a shot down the field, try stretching this ball down the field.
Three running backs, handoff right at the gut. That's Berdan. Berdan this time able to fight through, being pulled back by his jersey. He'll be taken down at the 35, but that's a pickup of 5, and it'll be a second down and 5.
Right, fullback dive, take a shot down the field. What's the difference, right?
What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean,
well, last time he called for a shot down the field after a change of possession, they ran a fullback dive for a touchdown.
Right.
So
maybe I was trying to help him out. Maybe I was just, you know, good karma or something, you know, try keeping with tradition. But it is what it is. They find themselves in a good second and 5 opportunity. So you're in 4-down territory. Ogama Heights right now is, assuming they don't get any penalties or anything happening here.
Well, as long as they can keep 11 in the huddle instead of 12. 1:35 to play in our third quarter. Ogama leads by 4. I formation. Snap. Stretch play right side. Schmidt cut down. He's going nowhere. So it'll be third down and 5 from the 35. Sheboygan really starting to win up front in this second half, playing with all the energy.
Both sides of the ball. You know, yeah. Even though they fumbled it, they were moving the ball. They're having success at the line of scrimmage, and that's where games are won and lost. I mean, having skill players and every other thing, you have to have them. They're vital, but if you don't have an offensive line, you're toast. If you don't have a defense line, you're toast. That's how it all starts. So great job right now by Sheboygan up front, and they're playing with a lot of passion, a lot of heart, and a lot of physicality right now. And it's the 3rd and 5. Ogama Heights had to run one more play here before the quarter's over. You know, you can experiment a little bit because you know you're going to have to go for it on 4th down. So
they're going to go that full house backfield. 3 running backs, 1 wide receiver. Stretch play left side, Schmidt. He's going to cut it upfield and slam down. But enough to make it a 4th and manageable.
I think
they only gave him about a yard and a half, 2 yards on there. So that's going to set up 4th down and 4.
3rd down right now. What I would do, they're just going to run it out and go to the end of the quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm going hard count. I want to bring that team up there. I want to go fast. I want to go hard count. I see hands on the hips for Sheboygan. They're a little tired. Get them down in their stance. Let's see if we can get them leaning at all. I want to go hard count right now to try jumping and get the steal first down, but we're going to take it on a 4th and 3, go to the 4th.
They're already walking off the field. So at the end of 3, Sheboygan scores, but it's Ogama Heights 12, Sheboygan 8. On WKJC, your power station for sports. Twelve to 8, starting our 4th quarter here in Sheboygan. Ogama Heights had a 12-0 lead at the half. Sheboygan gets the lone score in the 3rd. This game brought to you in part by Bucks Country Cooking of West Branch, Sunrise Communications serving Northern Michigan, K&J Excavating of West Branch, and McDonald's in Rose City. Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Tatawa City. 4th down and 4 for the Ogama Heights Falcons. Ball in the Sheboygan 33. I formation. No wide receivers. Snap. Left side pitch. Schmidt going down in the backfield. And it'll be Sheboygan ball at the 39-yard line.
Line of scrimmage. Line of scrimmage is everything. And Sheboygan is dominating the line of scrimmage in the second half. You know, even though it's a 4-point game and they've only scored one time, they are absolutely dominating Ogama Heights line of scrimmage right now. That left side of the line for Ogama's offensive line just got destroyed. And they play a solid game so far. They just got ate up. So now Ogama has put themselves in a position where they're up against the wall. They got to play some tough defense right now. I'm expecting some of these upperclassmen leaders here for Oklahoma to make some big plays because they're in a tough spot.
Two running backs behind left side, Velazovic, and maybe able to dive ahead for about a yard on the play.
Hey, fans, after the game, be sure to check out Brad Allen's high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores and standings, conference by conference, and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long at WKJC.com. Brad Allen's high school football scoreboard is brought to you by Halcona Septic and Spruce, Coletta Iravas Skoda, and H&R Block and Mile.
Well, also, we were talking in between quarters. The band has got this crowd going, man. Big credit to the Sheboygan band today.
Absolutely. We're juiced up here. We're ready to go.
Not just the football. The band has had it happen. Second and nine. Again, Belazovic able to find some room up the gut. He's going to get across the 45 to the 46. It'll be third down and about four for the Sheboygan Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, between the band right now, between the football and the field, we're ready for an Oklahoma drill up here. I mean, we're fired up, Brad. And we got a third down play right now that is huge for this game. They are on the minus side. They have about 10 minutes and 45 seconds left. I think this is four down territory. I do. You've only put up 8 points in this game. If you're not thinking aggressive now, you're never going to think it. So I'm going to run this football with your best run play and try either getting to a fourth and manageable or pick up this first down right now.
Third down and four. Ball in the 46. And right side handoff and fighting ahead and enough for the first down. That was number 33. So that was Mosher who caught the touchdown pass earlier. He's ahead to the Ogama Heights 49. First and 10 for Sheboygan. Again, it's 12-8, Ogama Heights. 10.5 to play in our fourth quarter. Don't think we're going to see overtime just because of the way the scoring is working. It's going to be tough to get equal scores out of 12-8.
Well, if you score six, don't get the two-point conversion, then you get a safety, which happens, you know, so much in high school football.
Oh, yeah, all the time, right? And handoff right at the gut. Mosher, nope, his pass play, little flip ahead. And that's number 21 who caught the football. He'll be taken down at the 40. Gage Ginnup.
That's a situation right there where I think the quarterback might have a tight end on this fantasy football team because he gets points for the passing yards and the receiving yards.
Yeah.
You know, he could have took that and ran for every bit of the yards that he just tossed it. But he wants to help his teammate out, you know, spread the love a little bit. You know, let that football go around to everybody, even. And it's a big pickup right there. I mean, Sheboygan's moving the ball. Ogama Heights needs to step it up on defense here sooner. They're going to find themselves in a really difficult position because their offense is having trouble moving the ball. So it's all on the defense right now to step up and make big plays.
Second down and nine. Second down and one, excuse me, gain of nine. Handoff, and that's Milosevic in another hole. Gets across the 35. Taking down at the 34. First down, Sheboygan. 10 minutes to play.
This is a story of the football game, is the line of scrimmage. In the first half, Ogama Heights had so much success. Line of scrimmage, offensive line and defense line. You look at the second half, Sheboygan is controlling the line of scrimmage. Right there in that play, Ogama Heights had four defensive linemen on the ground. It wasn't because they were going low, it's because they got put on the ground by Sheboygan. Sheboygan is owning them right now at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, Ogama Heights needs to toughen up, needs to get their air back, and they need to do something quick on that defensive line, or else this is going to be a rough drive for them.
Man in motion across the formation. Handoff, Belazovic, this time stacked up, and he'll gain only a couple. And it'll be second down and eight. Sheboygan trying to end a losing streak against Ogama Heights. This is the 25th all-time meeting between these two schools. Sheboygan leads the all-time series 13-11. But Ogama Heights has won the last three. So Sheboygan trying to end a losing streak to the Falcons here. Second down and eight from the 34. 9:05 to play. Again, 12-8, Ogama Heights. Sheboygan with the football. Stretch play right side. Mosher driven back and taken down at the 35. Loss of two. And it'll be a third down and 10.
That defensive line starting to answer the call. You got beat up 20, 30 yards down the field. You're starting to get tired. You just got to bite down that mouthpiece. You got to tighten that chin strap up a little bit. You just got to go for it. This is a must-win game for both teams. Ogama Heights defensive line starting to realize it. They're starting to wake up a little bit because they realize if they don't get better pad level, they don't stay low, they don't start making plays, they're going to give up touchdown, hurt their team big time. They just made two huge plays in a row. Now set up for a third and 10 right here.
62, Andrew Christner made the stop. Third down and 10. Handoff, and nope, quarterback's going to keep it. Slips, Leno's got nowhere to go! And he is going to be sacked, another loss, and it becomes fourth down and 12 back at the 37.
They're answering. And this is all you can ask for if you're Coach Miller from your team right now. Every team's going to face adversity. They're struggling in the second half. But when you need them at the most, in a key drive, where if this drive does not go your way, you are going to be down in this football game and in a tough spot. They're stepping up. This defensive line has just played huge for three plays in a row. Now you get yourselves in a 4th-and-12 against a team who does not like to pass the ball. They've had one great pass today. That's a touchdown. That's the reason they're on the board. But aside from that, they don't like to do it. They might be forced to do it right here. So what a job by this defensive line. Put a big pressure on this down right here.
No wide receivers in the formation on 4th-and-12. Full house backfield timeout. Sheboygan. 7:31 to play in our fourth quarter. Big fourth down coming up after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Fourth and 12 for the Sheboygan Chiefs, down by 4. 7.5 minutes to play. And handoff right at the gut. Blazovic's got a hole to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Sheboygan on 4th-and-12. Whoa!
Speechless. Speechless. I mean, you call a timeout on 4th-and-12, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking you're going to get creative or something. But that's a, hey, let's put the ball in one of our guys' hands. It's a 4th-and-12. We got no idea how this is going to turn up. We're just going to trust him. We're going to go with it. And holy smokes, did he take it to the house. What a run. What a run.
A flag was thrown into the end zone as he tackled him. I don't know what this call is.
Oh.
Horse collar tackle on Ogama Heights. That's what it was. He jumped in and reached in. I knew it was not going to be anything on the offense.
They're going to enforce that on the kickoff, I'd assume. That way it's going to help them get better field. Yep, coach is sailing right now. He wants to enforce that for a kickoff, I believe.
Yeah, because giving yourself another yard here on the two-point conversion doesn't mean a lot. All right. So this is obviously a big situation that just happened. But I believe there is – Ogama Heights does have a kicker.
Okay.
So you can stop him here. It's a two-point game. You have an opportunity to kick a field goal. There's a handoff. Nope, going to roll out to the right. He's Gardner got the corner. He's going to race and get there. 7:22 to play in our contest. Sheboygan takes the lead. 16-12. Ogama Heights tries to answer after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Sheboygan. Down 12-0 at the half, and they have taken control with two scores. And the horse collar tackle is enforced on the kickoff. 15-yard penalty to the 45-yard line of Ogama Heights is where they'll kick it from. High kick. Fielded at the 10. Handed around. But kept on the left side. Here goes Bryce Burdan on the left side to the 50. And he'll be tripped up and go to the 25, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ogama Heights. No flags. 90 yards by Bryce Burdan.
Bananas. Absolute bananas right now this game is. Holy jumping. I mean, that's the... I was about ready to come on here. They didn't just do that kick return again, did they? And then, you know, maybe they didn't send the Trevor City St. Francis film over. Because if you'd have seen that, you'd have sniffed that out from a mile away. But instead, they do an inside reverse off of it. They take it all the way to the house off an advantage kickoff. They kicked it off from the 45 side, the plus 45. They could have just kicked that ball in the end zone for a touchback. Instead, a little short of it, Ogama Heights returns it. Huge touchdown. Dude, that's one of the best kick returns you'll see in high school football right there. Avoid the tackle and get that touchdown. This game's gotten crazy today.
This second half's been incredible. Ogama Heights will go for two. They've reclaimed the lead. And then, 12 in the huddle.
You know, you know, that's why I coached 8-man football, Brad, is I only had to count to 8. I didn't have to count to 11. But you can't have it. You just can't have it. You know, I don't know Sheboygan's, you know, situation, if they have a kicker or not, but this could be an absolutely critical two-point play right here. You just had 12 guys in the huddle again.
Now they will try to kick the extra point.
From farther back down. What? Very interesting.
28, Michael Stahl is the kicker.
Man, I'm not so sure about this decision here.
Good snap, good hold. Sure about it now? Booted that one through, no problem. And so it's 7:07 to play in our fourth quarter. 19-16, Ogemaw reclaims the lead on WKJC Power Station for sports. This game keeps getting fun. Kickoff, left side, fielded at the 21-yard line, up to the 30, up to the 35. He breaks the tackle and ahead to the 40-yard line. Sheboygan will start there. They lead this game, Ogemaw Heights, kick return touchdown, 90 yards by Bryce Burdan. And Ogemaw leads 19-16, 7 minutes to play. This game brought to you in part by Fowler's Barbershop of West Branch, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Leland Home Healthcare of Northeast Michigan, West Branch Furniture and Mattress Outlet, in the committee to elect Mike Holdley as 99th District State Rep.
We've had some fun together the first 3 weeks. It's been a blast broadcasting, but this is what it's all about. When you told me that broadcasting would be fun, this is what I envision right here. This is awesome. This is high school football at its finest right now.
Handoff right side, Mosher. Mosher able to get across the 45, taken down at the 46. Pickup of 6 on the play. Second down and 4.
Hats off to Sheboygan for this atmosphere. We got a student section right now. We got a band. Every time they touch the ball, it sounds like it's going to be a touchdown. I mean, the atmosphere is insane right now. It feels like a college atmosphere. I love it right here.
6:35 to play in our fourth quarter. Ogemaw Heights by 3, 19-16. Offset formation. Two running backs and a tight end who comes across to the left side. That's Mosher. It's going to be handoff left side. That's Flores. Flores driven back, picks up about a yard, yard and a half. And so it'll be third down, and about 3.
Yep, they're in 4-down territory right now. You got 2 plays to pick up about 4 yards here. So,
and apparently you can pick up, 50 on a 4th and 12 with a running Milosevic right at the gut?
Hey, as my favorite NBA player, Kevin Garnett, all time said, anything's possible. So 4th and 12, let's just run it up the middle. We'll take it to the house, no problem.
We're entering the last half of our fourth quarter. We go under 6 minutes. A lot of time left in this game. We're talking about, but not a lot of possessions left the way these two teams play. Left side, Belazovic able to cut up field, and it'll be driving the Ogemaw Heights defense back. He's able to get up to the Ogemaw 45. Needed 4, got 10, 1st and 10.
Picking up where they left off. I mean, you know, besides those first 3 plays that led to that 4th and 12, Sheboygan was controlling the line of scrimmage. Their offensive line was doing a great job of blocking. Running backs, 2 hands on that football, lowering that shoulder, getting physical. Then they had 3 rough plays, but then they scored that touchdown. They're going back to that. We're going to pound the football. They got all the time in the world to get down there and score a touchdown right now. So,
Belazovic off the left side, cuts inside, and able to fall ahead, pick up of 2 on the play. And he gets to the 48. Excuse me, the 43.
Yep, Sheboygan,
2nd and 8.
Sheboygan has 2 timeouts left. They're not in the situation they need to use him yet. Now, they did call in this half, so I do know they know how to call them. So that's not going to be a problem now.
We didn't know that in the first half.
Right. And so you got, 4 minutes and 50 seconds here. You're on the 44-yard line somewhere there. You can get down there. You got all the time.
3 running backs, no receivers. So a couple of tight ends in the formation, too. And which one do we got? We got offsides, or do we have false start?
I think it should be a false start on the left tackle, what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what they're going to go with, false start. Yeah, so false start, and it becomes 2nd down and 13. 4:42 to play. 19, Ogemaw Heights, 16, Sheboygan. Sheboygan with the football on the Ogemaw 48. On our sister station, Hits FM, we were kind of wrong about the Augray-Whittemore game. 36-0, Augray over Whittemore. So those of you who maybe flipped to our game here, we appreciate it. Got a good one for you. 2nd and 13, 2 running backs, an extra tight end comes into play. Again, no wide receivers. Back to pass. Gardner down the right side, overthrown and incomplete. And he just threw it into triple coverage. I mean, there was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, he had all the time in the day to throw it. I'm just so confused from an offensive standpoint of the coverage was locked down, because Ogemaw Heights, when you do a 3-step drop, Sheboygan's not done a drop pass all day long. So if you're going to do it, you know that they're going to pass the football. The only time you're going to have success passing the football is a play-action pass where you scored your 40-plus yard touchdown earlier. You're running the football every play, so the play action's going to be open. But when you drop back, it just shows coverage. That's the only thing they're going to do. And the quarterback's not showing he's going to run a lot. So there's not a whole lot of threat in that play right there.
Third down and 12, three running backs behind. Turn, give right side, Mosher met at the line, and he fumbled the football but recovered by Sheboygan. Ball popped right to Sheboygan Chief. And it is now fourth down and about 10 and a half.
So Sheboygan right now should be in a no-huddle offense. You have two timeouts left. You cannot use those timeouts because if you turn this ball over on downs right now, you need those two timeouts to be able to stop them all heights on the clock. But you do not want to burn 40 seconds on the play.
Oh, timeout Sheboygan. Timeout Sheboygan, 3:43 to play in our fourth quarter. Big fourth down coming. Ogama Heights by three and WKJC, your power station for sports. Fourth down and 10 for the Sheboygan Chiefs. They are down to one timeout. Mosher in motion. And it's a counter to Flores. And he is going to be dropped in the backfield. Ogama Heights football. A loss of one. Ogama Heights takes over with 3:36 to play, leading by three.
This has definitely been a very fun game to watch. Very interesting. Interesting decisions, interesting plays, impact plays, all over plays. It's been all okay. Hope must call a timeout.
Ogama will take a timeout off the change of possession. 3:36 to play. It's 19-16 Ogama Heights on WKJC, your power station for sports. And off on a counter left side and backwards about 4 yards here. And actually, it's a loss of five. Bryce Burdan slipped. And it is now 2nd and 15, and Sheboygan just took their final timeout of the contest with 3:23 to play. We'll be back right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Are you looking for a hard-to-find used car or truck and actually want to have a selection to choose from? Then come on over to Dean Arbor Ford in West Branch. Hi, this is Matt Arbor, and we have over 150 used cars and trucks in stock and ready for sale. Everyone inspected, detailed, and frontline ready. Need a custom truck? Come check out our selection of special lifted and one-of-a-kind custom trucks. Remember, for the best selection of used cars and trucks, nobody beats Dean Arbor Ford in West Branch.
Second down and 16. Give right up the gut for Ogama Heights. And second down and 16 is now third down and 15. Bryce Burdan only got a yard. And so Sheboygan has used their last timeout. Only a 30-second timeout. That was a real fast timeout. And with 3:05 to play, Ogama Heights will take their time.
Yeah, I think Ogama Heights is going to call a timeout here before this play gets snapped because they're going to go very fast. They have less than 10 seconds right now, I believe.
Yep, now 10 seconds just goes up.
Yep, trying to time the clock up. They're not getting this off, so it's going to be a timeout.
There's the timeout.
Oh, they got the timeout.
Okay. They got the timeout. So we'll take one with them. 2:38 to play. Big third down coming up. Ogama Heights by three on WKJC, your power station for sports. Third down and 15. I formation. Cardis, play action, back to pass. Fires right side, short of his intended receiver. Short of his intended receiver. They're going to say a catch here. I'm sorry. It is a catch here.
Let me tell you.
Fourth down and 11 yards.
I didn't get the number on the receiver. Whoever that was, that's the catch of the game right there because that's one of the dumbest play calls you could possibly do is passing the ball in that situation. That's just not a good football.
Rob Hawk on the catch.
Great catch by Rob Hawk because he just saved his team from being in a terrible situation.
Hey, guess what? Timeout. Play clock. You can take the timeout. Let the play clock roll here. 1:53 remaining in our fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. I agree with you. I'm not going to be as harsh, but
I can't throw.
I said to you during the break, I said, well, we know one thing. You can't throw it here.
Yeah, and I told you, I'm going to need a minute. I'm going to need a minute if they throw the ball. I mean, you just have to understand the game. I mean, when you're a coach, you got 11 guys out there that are trusting you to put this game in their hands. This is their senior season. This is not your this is their team. And you have to give them the best chance to succeed. Passing that football there risks a very good chance they play pass where that stops the clock and gets Sheboygan more time than what they were going to have. Okay, now they lucked out because the receiver made a great catch because there's a low throw, and that could have been disastrous. But that is very interesting decision. And now they're in a fourth down here. We got a minute 53. Sheboygan's going to get this ball back.
And the punt block on the way. He got it away, though. Fair catch called for and grabbed at the 25. And here we go. 1:48 to play. 19-16, Ogemaw Heights. Sheboygan has the football. They got to go 75 yards with no timeouts.
Yep, we got no timeouts on both sides. Here's how it has to go. You have to be 100% no-huddle offense. This cannot be waiting around 5-6 seconds to get a play call in. It's go time. You got to get a first down or get out of bounds, or you have to be on that ball ready to go. Okay, if you get a huge play down the field, you know, you might think about spiking it, but that's not, you know, you got to get some yards, but you got to understand clock management right now is critical.
No wide receivers. Roll out right here for Gardner. Fire over the middle and threw it to nobody. Kind of threw that in no man's land. His intended receiver number 21. That's Gage Ginnup, and it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, very tough situation right there. He had two routes coming across. He had the Ogemaw Heights sideline tight end coming across on a drag route. He had the near side tight end running a corner route. The tight end ran it about 12 yards, quarterback threw it for about 7-8 yard route. Just a little bit of miscommunication, but hey, you got to pass the ball at some points in this situation here, and I like the idea to pass it. So
second down and 10, and this is going to be a drop right up the gut, and nothing doing, only a gain of about 2, and it's third down and 8. Clock runs to 1:30 on there. Quickly up to the line are the Chiefs. We saw them run a good 2-minute drill before the half.
Yep, that's good job right there. They got it in time.
Back to pass. Fire left side. Caught. And working back towards the middle, and that's not where you can go. And it'll be fourth down and about 3. Ball just across the 30 to 31. 1:15 to play.
This is the ball game right here.
This is it. The Chiefs need it.
Fourth and 4. You can still run it. Got to be your best play call right here.
And handoff right side, back to pass. Sorry, it's Gardner pressure. Throw picked off by Schmidt. Carter Schmidt picks it off. And this is going to be a big win for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Intercepted by Carter Schmidt. 58 seconds to go.
Big plays by big players and big moments in the game. Carter Schmidt's a guy we've talked about. He's been balling out all day. And what a way to put a seal in this game right there. And intercept that ball, and Ogemaw Heights is going to go to a 2-2 start in their season. And they had moments. They had moments in this game, but they looked like they could be a good football team at a lot of times. So this is a huge win for them.
All right, no false starts on the kneel down here, guys.
Oh, please, no.
Snap, kneel down. Clock will run. Sheboygan cannot stop it.
What a fun game, though. What a fun football game.
This is easily the best game we've called this year.
Also the most interesting coaching decisions, but that's another story there.
And so one more kneel down here. With 30 seconds, and, well, Sheboygan is trying to make something happen here. They go with the little offside, just trying to muck up the game a little, just a little gamesmanship. Tried to jump across, perfectly fine with it. 27 seconds remaining. Clock should run and the play clock should restart, right? So I'm not sure they actually have to snap this.
Nope, I don't think you do.
They probably will just because they're in formation, so may as well do it. But, yeah, now they're looking at the sideline because now, yeah, you don't have to snap the ball, so don't.
Only problem now is those offensive linemen have to stay down in the three-point stance this whole time.
10 seconds. Yep, they're going to snap it anyway. But there's the end of the game. Ogemaw Heights going to walk away with a big-time victory here as the Ogemaw Heights Falcons top the Sheboygan Chiefs 19-16. Back to wrap it up right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.